I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 24th. A student from the Bernazani Elementary School in Quincy has tested positive for COVID-19. Health Commissioner Ruth Jones says the student is in a 10-day quarantine, and one close contact who carpooled with that student is in a 14-day quarantine. Jones says all affected areas of the school have been sanitized and that all COVID-19 guidelines were followed at the school. There were no new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy as of yesterday. There are 31 active cases. Quincy remains in the green category under the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll remains at 135. Steward Healthcare still has to prove to the state that closing the emergency department at the former Quincy Medical Center won't have a negative impact on healthcare in Quincy. State health officials are requiring Steward to issue a report about the impact of closing the emergency department. Steward says it will close the department on November 1st as building owner Fox Rock Properties of Quincy prepares to demolish that building for a 465-unit housing development. The Quincy School Committee has unanimously appointed Erin Perkins, the new assistant superintendent. Perkins has been special education director and has a 20-year career with the Quincy Schools. She replaces Kevin Mulvey, who was appointed superintendent to replace Rick DeCristofaro, who retired to become Quincy College president. Officials are searching for a replacement for Perkins. Quincy police say two women have been charged with dealing drugs around the Quincy Adams T station. 31-year-old Heather Benjamin of Brockton and 39-year-old Shayna Hayward of Brockton were charged this week after undercover officers say they observed the sale of methamphetamine and fentanyl. Police were acting on anonymous tips about drug activity in the area. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 24th.